Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Run Tell That. Hello, hello.
Yeah, Royal Crush isn't in yet.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Royal Crush isn't on yet.
Yeah, this is me. I can't hear myself. All right, that's cool. She's going to be in a little bit later.
You do it.
Yeah, she's going to be running behind. We can get track number one real quick, which is Lane. Licky, I guess.
I wanna lick on the rapper. Put his big dick on my bladder. Sick of me, Elmo laughter. Suck on my toes like a snacker. Get on your knees, I'm a pastor. Lickin' my ass on your master. Only thick bitches matter. Get you a happily after. Fit on it, make you some faster. I wanna make porn, I'm an actor. Don't be scared, big capper. I got a lot of hoes, I'm a rapper. Buddy said go. Hold my head back when I'm giving you throat. Take that Viagra. Make a dick grow head out of control. I feel so bad, cause I just speak a soul in my mouth on parole. No licky on the low. I don't listen, just give me death row. Don't call me queen, I'm a hoe. Never trust all a hoe is woe. Go deep and how far can you go? Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
I wanna lick on the rapper.
Y'all, we back, y'all. That was Licky by Lane. Hello, hello. All right, we're going to go to track number six. Is Pick It Up by 12 Major and Lady Lux from Baltimore.
Catch. Phrase. Cause you already know. Still looking at our drums? Let's go. There you go. Time for money.
Keep this shit 100 like Will. Need to stay high like Still. They don't be something like Rich. I just want the money like me. Yeah, just cause I be putting on the show. Damn, I ain't gotta have about shit.
Damn.
Tell them they can get the front row. Man, never in the background shit.
Like now.
Dressing like a wrestler on hoes. Damn, I ain't on the SmackDown shit. Trying to put a duffel in my clothes. Damn, they ain't in that bag like this.
Pound.
I just want a goddamn dough. You ain't know I'ma go for a free time, bitch.
Fuck it up.
Give me 3 minutes, maybe four. You ain't know I'ma go fuck it up right quick.
Run it up.
Yeah, everybody got a lot of goals, but I'm really trying to see how this white gon' hit. Yeah, this shit be feeling like the pro, cause I always got a play ahead. I hope it I miss. Bow, bow, that's another man down. Bow, bow, look at his hand down. Bow, bow, that's another fan down. Bow, bow, everybody stand down.
Walk up in the bank like a pimp. I don't nigga tell by my limb. They ain't gotta try to tell me shit. Yeah, I don't nigga tell by the sin. Tell us that the quad was a
rip.
Only niggas out of my zip. I don't wanna talk about shit. I just want the money like
Mitch.
Woke up in the bank like a pimp.
Like a
I don't nigga tell by my limb.
They
ain't gotta tell about
shit.
I just wanna tell by the sin. Tell us that the quad was a
rip.
Only thing that's out of my zip.
I don't
wanna talk about shit.
I
just wanna money like me.
Don't
slide like that, I don't lie.
Don't lie.
I'm flying, I never come down.
Don't
tie, my thoughts gon' fly. Don't try, get a letter
right now.
If it's good, then it's good like stepping.
I'm
repeat from the spot, I'm deadly.
I'm deadly.
I ain't really gotta worry about resting. I ain't even got the time like Weber.
Weber.
Still a little busy in a rush like Simmons on the way to the ticket. If that gon' get in the sack, gon' feel it. This bitch so heavy, it'll hurt your feelings. And I swear that space, I'll fuck up your vision. I'm a fool when I put in that face, I swear. I'm a fool when I put in that face, I swear. I ain't got play safe, I'ma fuck up my paper, understand I ain't talking about shredders. They be counting me down to the penny, goddamn, even Richard ain't even that petty. Tell the business station, mind they been a goddamn, even Winnie ain't even that messy. Everybody they be thinking that's a bell, goddamn, I'ma put it on the scale like mattress.
Walk up in the bank like a pimp, I don't
think I tell by my limb. They ain't gotta try to tell me shit, I don't think I tell by the sins. Tell us that the quad was a rip, only niggas out of my zip. I don't wanna talk about shit, I just want the money like
Mitch.
Walk up in the bank like a pimp, I don't think I tell by my
limb.
They ain't gotta try to tell me
shit.
I just wanna tell by the sin. Tell us how to go out on the rip. Only thing that's out of my zip. I don't wanna talk about shit. I just wanna money like this.
No, that was my dog mix.
Alrighty.
Oh, you're back, huh?
Hey.
Well, she finally showed
yes,
up, y'all.
I am back. Yes. Yes, my one day. I was a little late, but, you know, I'm here now. Yeah, so that may be like that joint that we just had on, or we just played. So how are you doing today, sir? Hello?
Yeah, y'all are. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah,
don't
want
you
to
call us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, y'all live. You can't hear me? Y'all live.
Yeah, we can go to a call if there is one.
718-756.
That's me.
Hello?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, what's your name? Are you calling from?
This is Mamie J, the artist.
Hi. Well,
hey.
I was not expecting you just yet. My co-host, he didn't let me know that you were going to be calling in early.
Okay, what time am I supposed to be calling in?
It's fine. You're here now. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely glad you were able to, you know, like get on here and do this with us today. You probably noticed I've been stuffing your page a little bit, but I definitely like your energy.
Thank you, I appreciate
I think
it.
I definitely like your energy.
Thank you, I appreciate
you
it.
You are so welcome.
I do not think that's weird.
You know, some people do, but I'm glad you appreciate it. I'm glad you see that it was all love. You know, it's coming from a good place. Yeah.
I feel like am I early? Was I supposed to come on? Because I heard 4 and then I heard 4:30. I wasn't sure which time.
Well, yeah. Well, normally we do like the interviews at 4:30, but like I said, you are here now, so you can stay on with us.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me start off with this one. who was like the artist that you were looking up to, you know, that made you feel like you wanted to be an artist also?
Let's see. Artists that inspired me were people like, because, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, so people like Foxy and Biggie and Little Kim, those are the people who inspire me, especially Foxy.
Yeah.
That's when I saw, like, Beautiful Chocolate. Like, she would rap. I mean, Little Kim, like, she rapped raunchy, but I don't know what it was about Foxy that I became obsessed with. And I just loved everything about her, and it just made me feel like, okay, I understood, like, people before her, like the Queen Latifahs and MC Light, they didn't talk too raunchy. They talked more, you know, about women empowerment and, you know, respecting ourselves. But it was kind of cool to switch up when Lil' Kim and Foxy, you know, came around and started making things a little spicy. So that's kind of like where I get my spice from when if you listen to my lyrics. So those are the people who influence me now. Because I'm Caribbean, of course, I have people in the Caribbean world who influence me too, such as like Vybz Kartel and Mavado and Capleton and Sizzla and all the old heads and Supercat and Spice. And, you know, I listen to a lot of those, that type of music too as well.
Yeah, okay. I definitely can feel that. And I definitely understand, like, you know, like what you're getting at. I think a lot of people, you know, think that it's, you know, it's distasteful if a woman, you know, is kind of like taking ownership of her sexuality. But I see that totally different. So I definitely can, I definitely see that in your lyrics, because I definitely do like your joint that we're pushing, that you're pushing right now.
Right, but I feel like men are not too far from talking about the same thing in the male aspect. So I feel like I don't know why women are put down for it. I mean, I understand, like, you know, they expect women to be a little bit more, you know, classy with their lyrics and talk about maybe other things besides, you know, they coochie or whatever the case is. But
yeah,
I do a mixture. Like, I don't just sit and talk raunchy all day. You know, I do a mixture. But it's a great way to express yourself. Like, I don't find anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's, and you definitely hit on it. It's just something, like, males can do it, and it's no issue, you know, but the moment a woman, you know, is kind of telling,
she's
you know, like, what you
she's
like.
She's this and she's that,
yes,
but a guy can get on the same record and talk about how much women he had in one night, how he smashed,
yes,
what she did, she gave him head, she did this, but when a woman talks about it,
yeah,
she's classless. Like,
yeah,
I don't agree
it's,
with that.
It's never an issue. Me neither. Me neither. I've always felt like that, you know. But, you know, with, you know, like those being your inspirations, and I kind of know, like, I think you're going to go to them with this next question as well. Like, if you could collaborate with anyone, like, dead or alive, who would your top three be?
My top three? Oh, man, just three?
Yeah, yeah, just three.
Oh, my God, that is so tough. Because I'm, like, obsessed with people in the reggae world and in the, you know, hip-hop genre. I would pick my top three. Oh, God.
Well, all right. How about this? You could do six.
Six? All right. So, okay. Now, I would do Meg Thee Stallion. I would do Vybz Kartel. I would do Buju. I would do Cardi. I would do, this is so far-fetched, but I would do Beyonce.
Okay.
And my last one, if he was alive, I would definitely want to be on the record with, like, Biggie.
Okay, yeah. I definitely could see all of those. All good choices. I like all of those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I definitely do. I like all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Those, I'm fans of all those people, and they're different in all different ways. And I know, like, you know, people know me for rapping over Caribbean beats, but I'm actually able to rap over anything. I just choose to rap over Caribbean beats just to be different from everybody else, because when I first started rapping, I was already starting to get compared, and I was already getting, you know, told I sound like, you know, some great people, which I don't mind. That's a compliment when people be like, oh, you remind me of a mixture between Queen Latifah and Missy Elliott or Foxy, and like those are all compliments, but I really just wanted to have my own style, because as you can see with female rap today, everybody looks alike, everybody sound alike, everybody's doing the same thing. I didn't want to do trap. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to stand out and be different. So that's why my music is the way it is.
Yeah, and that's good. I think in individuality is very important. You know, you got to speak. You know, you got to be yourself. And I think people who have found a way to carve their, you know, like still be who they are in the music industry are the ones that have longevity, you know, because you definitely have to, you know, reinvent yourself in time, you know, and I think that comes with, you know, like maybe the style or the package of the project, but it's still you, you know, you can still see you in it. You don't disappear just because, you know, your music, you know, might be evolving as you grow as an artist.
Yeah, so exactly. I
definitely, you know, I think that is definitely, you know, like important. And you know, since I know things with COVID is kind of like winding down, do you have any upcoming shows or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to be very cautious of things. I know, like, everybody's just, we outside, but... I still am trying to be cautious of everything because we kind of are still in some type of pandemic. But, yeah, I do have a lot of shows coming up. I've actually been booked since the song's been taken off and the song is playing on Power 105.1. So things have just been moving from since then. And so tonight, actually, I'll be performing on a yacht. And, you know, 400 tickets were sold out.
Yes, I saw that. Congrats.
Yeah,
I think that is wonderful.
Yes, what's up?
And then Saturday I have a show as well at the H Loft. I'm performing, and I have so much shows coming up. And I also have a big announcement coming up, too, that I can't wait to share with everybody. So I'm excited about a lot of stuff that's happening. Of course, it's summertime, so, you know, all the Caribbean parties and stuff like that. I'm really trying to hit that Hot 97 festival stage. I'm trying to get, you know, my people to talk to people, you know, see if how we can work that out.
Yeah, okay. Where did you be doing music?
Huh?
What would you be doing if you wasn't doing music?
If I wasn't doing music, actually, before I was doing music, I was a writer. I still am a writer. I write like plays and novels and series. So and I actually put on an off-Broadway play, and it sold out. Two shows sold out. So I would definitely have stuck to that. And I'm not saying that that's something that I won't relive, because I'm definitely want to tap back into my writing. So I for sure would have probably went full throttle with writing if I wasn't doing music.
Okay. Let's take a little break and get to your single that you sent us, which is Vibrate.
Yes.
Track number 3 on this. Right here. Robert. Vibrate, set number 3.
Because you want me.
Special guest, that was a hit single, Vibrate. Special guest. So what made you get into music?
What made me get into music?
Yes, ma'am.
So basically, when I first started out doing music, somebody that I was really close with had a development deal with Roc Nation, like a writer's deal, and he asked me, he knew I was into writing music and all that, and, you know, I grew up in church writing stuff for, like, the choir and all that, and so the transition, he knew I was really into writing music, so at that time, and so he asked me to come on board and help him write for artists who were, like, in development stage, and he gave me a beat, like, and I was supposed to do a reference to it, but what ended up happening is when I went in the studio to do the reference to the song, I ended up liking the song a lot to the point where I asked him if I could keep it, and then I put it out, you know, for myself as, like, a single. And then when I saw the response, you know, and I saw that it ended up on Vlad TV's website, I was like, whoa, like, this is crazy. I didn't expect, you know, this type of response. And I just ran with it from there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good look.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing it seriously since
2015. Okay. Yeah. What was your biggest show so far?
My biggest what?
Your biggest show, like your biggest performance.
My biggest show, I had three really big shows. One was I did the stage with Dougie Fresh for Arts on Third. One was the Power 105 stage that I did for the pre-show, and the other one was Guyana Day, where it was like a parade.
Oh man, that's dope. You always like your dancehall music?
Say that again.
I said, what made you get into the dancehall aspect of it? Because I know you say you're like a writer and stuff like that. What made you do like the dancehall part of it?
Oh, okay. So, like I was telling, you know, your co-host before, when I came out with that single, that reference single, it was literally me rapping over a hip hop beat, and you know, I love the response that I got, but I got a lot of comparisons to people, like, oh, you sound like this, or are you trying to be like this? And I didn't really like that. Like, I understand it's great to be compared to the greats, but I didn't really like that. So I just wanted to sit back and think about how to come into the game being different. Of course, you know, people have rapped over Caribbean beats, like Foxy have done that, you know, she has done that before, and I really love that song where she was rapping over the reggae beat. And I kind of got inspired from that, and I was like, you know, I'm Caribbean, let me tap into my culture. You know, I'm Haitian and Jamaican, so I'm like, let me tap into my culture, and let me come into the gate like that. So that's how, you know, Fine Wine ended up coming out. And when I came out with Fine Wine in 2015, it literally went insane, like over 30,000 views on YouTube with Fine Wine. And Fine Wine kept me busy for like 2-3 years, performing everywhere, all summer, everywhere. So when I saw like people was understanding and receiving it, like I just kept it going. And then I created a whole EP around that, you know, where I'm rapping over Caribbean beats. And I even did it to where I'm rapping over a Haitian beat, you know, which I'm getting great response from that as well.
Okay.
So that's
so
why, you know.
So you got a successful catalog.
Say that again.
So you have any plays coming out? I said you got a sense of catalog. I said you have any plays, anything coming out that you want to talk about?
Right now I have big news, but I can't even talk about it because I really want to wait to make the announcement. But I have a whole bunch of shows coming out. I'm performing tonight on the yacht. And I have so many more shows coming out. You know, it's summertime, so all the Caribbean shows is out right now. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Okay.
Yeah. You can you tell us about funny, like, interaction you had with a fan, or just, like, a crazy moment with a fan?
I'm probably going to have to need security soon because so I have a lot of, you know, female fans, but I got a lot of male groupie fans, and they're pretty insane. So, like, at some of my shows, they want to take pictures or whatever, and they be trying to touch too much. And I just, it's just weird. Like, they like to take pictures trying to grab on my butt or something like that. So I'm going to need security.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like that. Those are like my weird moments when the guys want to take pictures with me and they're doing too much.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely would. You know, I definitely would be calling security as well. You know, it's about respect. You know, we all know. You know, you are a very attractive female, but it's about respect. You know,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's definitely not a fool.
Yeah. They try hard. They're like, you know, I don't consider myself anything. I just, you know, am me. But, you know, to everybody else, they consider me this, whatever, like, sexy person. So, like, to them, it's like fantasy. So, like, even things I post, they go crazy in my DM. My DMs is full of so much inappropriate pictures from men. It's just insane. Like, I don't even know. I don't even barely want to open up my DMs most of the times because I'd be scared. I'd be nervous. I'd be really scared.
Yeah, the unsolicited dick pic is definitely not a good look. just FYI, fellas, it is not a good look. And
okay.
No female has really thought about, oh, yes, this looks good. Let me give you a no, sir. It's not going to, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, let's have a conversation. Something.
Something.
Know, but,
your name,
you know,
your age.
Right.
What color you like. Something. Not,
no.
I open it up and it's just boom, every color, shape, and size. Like my eyes, my poor eyeballs have seen it all.
Right.
So that's like
that's
the most toughest part about
that.
Being a female rapper is getting that type of respect and setting those type
all
of boundaries, because
yeah.
it can get a lot sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, guys are going to shoot their shot. You know, I think that might be what it is, but it's a way of doing that. That's still tasteful.
It's a proper way of doing it,
situation.
Being
respectful at all. So,
what'd you say, Terry?
I said it's a proper way to do anything, especially if you're performing and you're doing a job. So at the end of the day, you should be professional anyway.
Right. Trust me, I try to be professional as possible all the time. I literally am the queen of deflect, but a lot of these males in this industry are just, I don't know what be on their mind when it comes to females.
Yeah, they're thinking with the wrong head. That's really what it is. That's what it
uh-huh.
is, you know. But that's a whole different discussion right there, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah,
keep,
trust me, I went
I,
through
I
it.
Telling them it's a woman's world, and they're just living in it.
It's tough.
That's your
it's
opinion,
tough being
okay?
Being an artist and in this industry, because it's like the, you know, I've seen a lot. And there's a lot of things that could have made me want to turn away from it and
yeah.
be like, you know what? Yeah, this is just way too much. And it makes me even more sadder when it's like when I see people that's like my skin color doing it to me or doing it to other females, because there is a lot of
yeah.
females who have done, you know, something strange for some change, you know, something strange to get on top and make it into the business. And then there's a lot of guys who will sit there and put you on blast. Because you did that, you know, and I never wanted to be that female. Like, I don't care what you see me post, sexy pictures. I don't care what you see. That has nothing to do with who I am in real life, and that is just entertainment, and I'm me in person, you know, in real life, and it's two separate people. So it doesn't mean just because I'm posting sexy pictures, now you could proposition me and, you know what I'm saying, come at me a certain way. And a lot of these males, it just is disgusting behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, I definitely, you know, I can only imagine how it is, you know, just with all that comes with, you know, the good and the bad of social media.
Yeah.
You know, but it's definitely it. But let's see if we got a caller, see if they may or may not have a question for you, so we'll also give them a chance to promote as well.
Okay.
Give it. You might have to get you another track. We go to track number 818217.
What right religion?
Okay, say your name. Where you from?
About 7 years ago, I followed Christianity. Then I was blind to see the insanity. How can you choose the right religion? There's too many to choose from to make the decision. Why not Muslim, Buddhism, or Hinduism? I never went to church to see what the preacher had to say, but I still read a page from the Bible every day. I didn't see the point of hearing someone just say God is great. I learned not to leave my life up to fate. Satisfaction results from your own action. I used to pray and ask God for simple things, but I never saw the gifts that they said God brings. It says sometimes he says no, and when he says yes, it doesn't show all these things he really didn't bring. And when I stopped following, I saw the same thing. I told this to the Christians. I told them not to blindly follow, to be careful what you swallow, but the logic was hollow. They said Christianity was the truth, and they said they could show me proof. I tried to stay aloof. I tried to keep an open mind. I was curious to what I'd find, but they were on some brainwashed bullshit. I kept arguing with them, but I eventually quit. It got really boring because they were ignoring everything I said. The mind state was dead. The logic was killed. They said prophecies were fulfilled, but the facts were distorted. The logic was quickly thwarted. They said certain verses and others were ignored. Faulty logic is something I cannot afford. I could obviously tell they were just afraid of hell. Religion makes it hard to be an intellectual. Well, then I laughed when I saw the homosexual. Well, the church wouldn't let these cats in because they were gay, so they were complaining that they couldn't pray. What kind of moron follows a religion that's against you? You're going to get yourself, you're not being true. That's like a black man joining the KKK. That's like a criminal joining the CIA.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello?
You talking to me?
Yeah, no, I didn't know if he was going to stop or not. I think he was going to introduce himself or something. He was committed to that freestyle, and that was all he wrote. I think I know what that is, but I don't know for sure. Right.
We're going to a track right now. We're going to
Yeah.
Pastor Wilson by Shell B.
Yeah, he was definitely committed to that. But let's see if we have another caller who will act a little, you know, act right this time.
Danger, booty on fleek, click talk a smooth walker, very convincing, one in a million, yeah, she unique, keep some red bottoms and some J's on her feet, never had a J-O-B, make 50K a week, shawty smoke, she raw, like green broccoli, get on her good side, shawty sweet like Georgia peach, put her on some money and she might let you beat. I don't kiss and tell, I could tell that she a freak. Flying across the country to find out who she could meet. I don't judge baby girl, do anything to stay on her feet. She get it from her mama, but her daddy rich from the street. Let her speak, when she tweet the Twitter birds follow. I'm hip to the game, so I pop my collar. Hood rich, expensive taste, very high dollar. Won't spend her own wallet, she cheap. Time to bring fun back. If it's not fun anymore, I don't want that. The words that you're telling me, I don't really trust that. The curves that you're showing me, I shouldn't let that. Yeah, we gon' bring the fun back. Yeah, let's go. It's time to bring the fun back. The curves you're showing me, I shouldn't let that. The words you're telling me, I don't really trust
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, we gon' bring the fun back. Make them put the gun back.
Hello?
Yes.
All right, we back, y'all. That was Shelby with Pastor Wilson's. Hello, hello?
Yes. You talking to me?
Well, I can't hear myself, so I'm making sure I can hear both of y'all.
Oh, okay.
Is that Pastor Scratch still there?
Yeah, y'all live.
All right. You ready to throw your links in your social media so everybody can go follow you?
Yes, everybody, make sure you go follow me at Sexy Lainey J. That's SexyLaneyJ on Instagram and on my social media platform, Lainey J. Also, guys, make sure you go stream my EP.
It's called Lainey J About Time. That's Lainey J About Time, and it's everywhere, wherever you can get your, wherever you get your music. I'm on Tidal. I'm on Pandora. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Apple. Right now, my streams are going up a lot on Spotify. It's playing on Power 105.1. DJ Sus1 is spinning it. So shout out to him for that. So you guys make sure you go watch the video as well. It got 10K views in less than 24 hours. So shout out to everybody who's been sharing and supporting the Vibrate music video. If you guys want to see the music video, just go to YouTube, Lainey J, Vibrate. Or if you follow me on Instagram, the link is in my bio as well.
Well, I definitely went on there and subscribed to your YouTube channel. So I'll definitely be, you know, looking out for more and more projects of yours, and you can come on and promote them as well. Because I'm definitely loving your energy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me on your show. I appreciate the love and support. And thank you to DJ Thunder for setting up the interview, my manager. So I really appreciate you guys wanting to chop it up with me.
Yeah.
Anytime.
You
appreciate
are so
you
welcome. Anytime. Anytime. Yeah. No. All right. Well, you want to get to another caller, next caller, or go to another track?
Let's say go to another track. Do we have any callers?
419-265.
Say your name, where you
from?
Hey,
Tony Storm, man, calling from the south side of Toledo. What's going on with y'all?
What's going on, Tony? How are you doing today?
I'm doing cool. Hey, do you guys got a special guest on here tonight? Did I hear something?
Yes.
You might be saying.
Say what? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said yes. We did have a special guest on. Her name is Lana J. She called in early today. Yeah, so
yeah,
we got her interview a little earlier. Yeah, Lana J. Her video and like a snippet of her video, the song that she's pushing, is on my Facebook page. But I'll tag you in the big video so you can see. You know, like, you can see her whole, like, her whole thing, because I'm loving the energy she's putting out.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'd like to check it out. My bad, I called in a little late. I was getting tacos and stuff, man, you know, from the taco truck, and I kind of was tied up with those, so, you know. But, yeah, man.
It's all good. We understand.
Right. But y'all good up there, though?
Yeah, we doing good. You know, can't complain.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to let y'all know that I got a new little EP on YouTube. It's called 4-Peat, Tony Storm 4-Peat, number 4, P-E-A-T. And it's just an EP, but then I got a couple singles I put on there, too. Just some little mixtape type shit to keep the music out there. But I've been in the studio. I've been going to the big studio, and I didn't realize how expensive it really is. But, man, you got to pay for that sound, man. If you want the sound a certain way, you have to pay. And that's what I've been on, really, man, trying to, you know what I'm saying, take it professionally, take it seriously, you know what I'm saying? That's about it, though, man. I ain't doing too much of nothing, man. Tony Storm everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? All the social medias, you know what I'm saying? All the streaming services, you know, just go check me out, man, you know, because I'm doing my thing, man. You know, I'm working on it. So, y'all there?
That's
hello?
Yeah, we are. That's what's up.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if y'all was on the phone, man. I thought I heard some crickets in the background or something, man. I said, man, did they hang up on me when I said Tony Storm?
No, you good, man. We still here. We still here. We still here.
All right, man. Cool, man.
Not too much,
sir. Appreciate y'all time, man. I'm about to get back to this.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You do the same, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
No problem. We got another call up right here. You have any more calls? State your name, where you're from.
Crazy Haze, People's Army, Gorilla Force, Gorilla Republic, salute. Hold tight my brother Loki, my brother Logical. All my brothers in the block doing their thing, you get me? Poverty driven children. Listen up, let me tell them something though. Yo, every rapper thinks they can grab gun and BOT. It's a shame, the two gassed up, too much COD. When the call of duty comes, they ain't building shit or repping. They leave the battlefield like bad internet connection. And I'm still clear, it's been 17 years, why the fuck am I still here? Whenever I'm proceeding, I see Vex stairs. I don't give a fuck, yeah I'm crazy, and I dress weird. I'm getting money from shows, rappers are mad at me, cause I don't spend it on clothes. I got a strategy, I invest it in straps, the rest goes for charity. Cause the last war is approaching, and it's a savage beef. My heart and my soul, my brother, that's where the riots be. Calm, the last of a dying breed. Like how in Africa I made a chain from a lion's teeth. So don't talk revolution, we need still iron jeans. I've been waiting and I'm impatient, and the devil's trying to crawl to my soul for temptation. I'm still waiting for a miracle like St. David. My lyrics and my flow, my brother, are spontaneous. I'm chin breaking, I'm still mathematical, and you don't want to be a part of my equation. Rappers works rates, dying out, that Burger King. I don't need to spit anymore fam, I murdered it. Crazy Haze, salute People's Army. Bang.
State your name, where you from.
317-268.
Hello, hello, state your name, where you from.
Y'all want to try another one or try?
Yeah, we can try one once.
Sorry again?
I thought we could try another caller.
Hey,
my people, my people. 13, 14, it is I. Never tears him. From kid to cover boot, Monashimon. They want the funny music industry, I'm Zambia for help.
Yeah, let's get to a track.
Yeah, let's go to track number, I guess it's 7. Yeah, you can go to track number 6, Cook It Up, by Trill Major and Lexi Lex.
Cook it up. She loving the way that I cook it up. Time to turn up, got me rolling up. Drinking my cup, about to cook it up. Watch how I cook it up. Watch how I cook it up. She loving the way that I cook it up. Time to turn up, got me rolling up. Drinking my cup, about to cook it up.
Watch how I cook it up. I'm on the floor cooking, I'm going nuts. Watch my two-step when I'm in the club. All of my niggas, they showing love. Cook it up, cook it up, fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, cook it up, cook it up, cook it up, cook it up, fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, cook it up, cook it up.
In the club, catch me cutting it up. Bad bitches with the Henny and cup. Bring a crowd of people all around me. Bitches twerking while I'm squeezing right on they butt. Two step and I whip like it's double dutch. Like a pass, this is time to cut it up. Get the money, I'm out of the show. My niggas, I'm ballin' hard, I'm about to run it up. All in my car and I whip. All in the car when I dip. Got a little bitch on my dick. Already know that I'm lit. Baltimore nigga, I was raised up the heights. 1-5, 35, but without you lose life. Shutting in the club, I can really take it white. Hot girl, summer over, baby, where we at tonight? Cooking it, cutting it up when I'm cooking it up. When I'm all in the club, I be dragging my nuts and that nigga never giving fuck. Yeah, she be driving the boat like a whip. Whip in the club, drinking Henny lit. Baltimore nigga, I'm hitting the get. Fuck is you geeking for, bitch, I'm the shit. Yeah.
Watch how I cook it up. She loving the way that I cook it up. Time to turn up, got me rolling up. Drinking my cup, about to cook it up.
Watch how I cook it up. I'm on the floor cooking, I'm going nuts. Watch my two-step when I'm in the club. All of my niggas, they showing love. Cook it up, fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, cook it up, cook it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, cook it up. Cook it up, cook it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, cook it up. I'm on the floor cooking up, going dumb. They watching, they asking me where I'm from. Lexi Lex, baby, is only one. Shag and drag, I do this shit for fun. I'm on my boss shit, yeah, I'm getting money. Getting straight to it, you other niggas crummy. Mike Moose said you other niggas bummy. Got your hand out and getting nothing from me. I just came through dripping this money, I'm steady tripping. I'm cutting up in the middle, he watching me tunnel vision. My money don't like my pitching, I'm calling friction and pitching. You all up in my session, skedaddle, nigga, you tripping. Can't nobody fuck with me, favor of this luxury. Niggas and bitches picking and choosing like a grocery. I'm where I'm supposed to be. You don't got no hope in me. I think that's cause you praise me. I'm fluent, that's a pope with me.
Yeah.
Who you know cook like me?
Like me?
All in the mix and they swift like me.
Like
lit
me.
Like me. Lit like me. Crowd going dumb saying go Lexi.
Damn.
Go Lexi.
Damn.
Go the fuck off. Brown skin chick 5'9 hella tall. Go Lexi. Go the fuck off. Brown skin chick 5'9 hella tall.
Watch
yeah.
how I cook it up. She loving the way that I cook it up. Time to turn up, got me rolling up. Drinking my cup, about to cook it up.
Watch how I cook it up. I'm on the floor cooking, I'm going nuts. Watch my two-step when I'm in the club. All of my niggas, they showing love. Cook it up, cook it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, cook it up. Cook it up, cook it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, cook it up, cook it up.
That was Cook It Up. We back, y'all. That was Cook It Up by Trill Major and Let's Relate way out of Baltimore. Shout out to all the callers, all the listeners. You can go follow me on Mr. Rentat on IG. You can follow my co-host, World Crest Keisha, on IG and Instagram on World Crest Tickle Radio Show. And also on Twitter, ENT Crush on Twitter. And that's about it. Let's see, we can get to another track or a caller. You got room for another caller? You still a caller? Yeah, we got another time for another caller. All right, let's try. 914-684.
First man standing, okay. Time to get up. Once your line's broken, then...
Yeah, let's get to the track. You want to go to another track? We can go to another track. We can go to Bring the Fun Back with Wally G, featuring Pastor Troy.
Talk a smooth walker, very convincing. One in a million, yeah, she unique.
Yeah.
Keep some red bottoms and some J's on her feet. Never had a J-O-B, make 50K a week. Shawty smokes you raw, like green broccoli.
Hit on her good side, shawty sweet like Georgia Peach. Put her on some money and she might let you beat. I don't kiss and tell, I could tell that she a freak. Flying across the country to find out who she could meet. I don't judge baby girl, do anything to stay on her feet. She get it from her mama, but her daddy rich from the streets. Let her speak, when she tweet the Twitter birds follow. I'm hip to the game, so I pop my collar. Hood rich, expensive taste, very high dollar. Won't spend her own guala, she cheap. Time to bring. I don't really trust that, the curves that you're showing me, I shouldn't let that, yeah.
make them put the gun back.
Yeah.
Fun like the old school parties at the swimming pool. PT Cruiser sipping on Henny.
Uh-huh.
And my outfit cost a pretty penny.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm partying with Jenny. I'm partying with Sarah. So Jenny really thinks me. I like Sarah Panamera. We'll get them, we'll hit them. And that's just a fun fact. Smoking blunt, not the sack. We gon' bring the fun back.
Yeah.
The past the disaster. You know I'm going up.
Uh-huh.
All across the tri-state, getting to the bucks.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, what's up? We in here throwing racks. We'll
yeah.
get them past Detroit. About to bring the fun
line.
Back.
Yeah.
I don't really trust that the curve that you're showing me. I shouldn't let it that. Yeah, we gon' bring the fun back. Yeah, let's go. It's time to bring the fun back. Curve showing me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't let that.
Word
you're telling me. I don't really trust that.
Mic check. Yeah.
All right, y'all. We back, y'all. We wrapping up the show. So y'all can go follow me on Mr. Rantella on IG. You can follow my co-host on Royal Quest BNT on IG or on Facebook, Royal Quest Keisha. And you can reach me on the VARAs on Facebook as well. A couple of announcements. We got a showcase coming up July 9th in Baltimore, Maryland. Club Reverb, the third stop on the Summer Invasion Tour. So shout out to you on Baton Rouge, shout out to Louisiana, and shout out to all the artists that participated in those two shows over the weekend, last weekend. So, shout out to them. Okay, we got time for, we might have time for this last song called Bad Weather by Mrs. Hollywood. Hello?
Yeah, the force.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right, that's it for the show. My co-host is gone again. Just me and back to you.
Hey, LeVar, you... July 205-808.
What's your name? Where you from?
July 205-808. 214-730.
Oh, say your name. Where you from?
214-4730.